Thanks for joining. Today's podcast is brought to you by QSource ESRD Networks. We work to educate end-stage renal disease patients to help empower them to make decisions about their healthcare and to assist dialysis providers to improve on their quality of care. Listen as members of the Network 10 Patient Advisory Council speak with fellow PAC member Quinn Taylor about working while on dialysis. They cover the topics of balancing work and family life, transplant patients in the workplace, support systems, gratitude, and the importance of staff support from the dialysis clinic. Clarissa Zatino was on dialysis for 15 years before she received a kidney transplant. She is now 4 years post-transplant. While she was on dialysis, she earned her degree in business management and accounting, attending school full-time and working part-time, at the same time juggling the complications of being a dialysis patient.
So my next question, Clarissa, as a transplant patient who's, you know, in the workforce, are your employers flexible with you when it comes to, like, their doctor's appointments or any, you know, time things may come up with your health that makes it hard to work or, you know, that you might have to have special accommodations? I know you talked about, you know, when you came in, you were very honest with them about your health condition. And if you can just kind of share with us about that.
Yes. I just wanted to add a little extra detail from the prior question. When I started dialysis, I was 21 years old. I had just graduated from college. I had a degree in engineering to do field work, design and field work. And I, 1 month after I graduated from college is when I was diagnosed and I ended up in a coma. But I had to repurpose myself. There was no way I could be, my specialty was in wastewater design, treatment plant design, and water treatment plants. There was no way I could be pulling myself down, you know, into these treatment plants anymore. And so I had to repurpose myself. And with my love for numbers, I decided accounting was the next option. And that's what led me to going back to school. And being so young, I needed to find something. I had a full life ahead and I needed to be prepared for whatever was to come in ahead. So that's the reason I went back. That was what pushed me to go back to school. As to even then, I have always been very honest about it. I have always been open about it, and I have been very blessed to be with employers that have accommodated time off, that have accommodated for me to be able to be at every appointment, for me to be able to go do my blood work monthly, for me to be able to take care of myself. I am currently at working from home. I was quarantined ahead of when it was mandated by the state because I spoke to my employer. And so I was set up to work from home. Last year, I fractured both feet. And I continued employed, and I was blessed to be able to work from home. So I think the honesty is what has allowed me all of these opportunities. I have been very upfront. That doesn't mean that I have had a yes every time. But I have always thought in my heart that it was best to be honest. I would prefer for you to tell me, as an employer, to tell me no upfront, than for, you know, me to get into a job that won't allow me for this, because this illness is for the rest of our life. So I'm very honest about it. And just a little incident, the last job interview I had about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, sorry, I went in and they, I had just had blood draw. And anyone that's been on dialysis so long, and any patient with kidney disease or has had a terminal illness will know about how hard we are to get a, you know, cannulated to get a blood draw. And I had blood work the day before, and they couldn't find a vein I have a fistula and I grabbed one on each arm, so they can't go on the arm, so they go on the back of the hand. It was swollen and bruised. And there was no way I could hide it. So, you know, that just opened the communication, and I was very honest about it. So I always say, go at your heart. This is part of you, and be honest about it. Yes, you will get no's. Yes, some will not be accommodating, but there is that one out there, and we just have to keep at it.
For more information for ESRD patients in the state of Illinois, please visit us at www.esrdnetwork10.org. Or for the states of Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, and Kansas, please visit www.esrdnetwork12.org.